WHO revises guidance on vaccines and boosters. By Hannah Blow on March 28, 2023. The World Health Organization, WHO, Strategic Advisory Group of Experts on Immunization, SAGE, updated its guidance for coronavirus vaccines and boosters this week, revising its recommendation for boosters for certain groups. In a March 28 news release, SAGE Chair Dr. Hannah Nohynek explained that the guidance has been updated to re-emphasize the importance of vaccinating those still at risk of severe disease, mostly older adults and those with underlying conditions, including with additional boosters. Countries should consider their specific context in deciding whether to continue vaccinating low-risk groups, like healthy children and adolescents, while not compromising the routine vaccines that are so crucial for the health and well-being of this age group, she added. The guidance broadly separates groups by high, medium, or low risk. SAGE recommends that the high group, comprised of adults with significant comorbidities and those with immunocompromising conditions as well as frontline health workers, still receive a booster dose either 6 or 12 months after the last dose, with the time frame depending on factors such as age and immunocompromising conditions. All the COVID-19 vaccine recommendations are time-limited, applying for the current epidemiological scenario only. And so the additional booster recommendations should not be seen as for continued annual COVID-19 vaccine boosters, it states. Those in the medium group, which includes healthy adults under the age of 60, are still recommended to receive a primary series and first booster doses. However, SAGE does not recommend additional boosters for that group given the comparatively low public health returns. Finally, SAGE has a different recommendation for the low priority group, which includes healthy children and adolescents aged 6 months to 17 years. The new recommendation suggests that they may not need a shot at all. Primary and booster doses are safe and effective in children and adolescents. However, considering the low burden of disease, SAGE urges countries considering vaccination of this age group to base their decisions on contextual factors, such as the disease burden, cost-effectiveness, and other health or programmatic priorities and opportunity costs. Meanwhile, China is putting pressure on the WHO to launch an investigation into if the coronavirus pandemic actually began in America, a conspiracy the communist country has continued to tout while refusing to cooperate with WHO. As Breitbart News reported weeks ago, in truth, China has consistently destroyed evidence and denied access to vital information, a fact the World Health Organization, WHO, was reluctantly forced to admit after Beijing turned the long-delayed visit by WHO investigators to Wuhan in early 2021 into a stage-managed farce. WHO formally abandoned the search for the virus's origins 2 weeks ago, expressly because China has effectively obstructed the investigation. WHO promised for years to conduct a more thorough follow-up to the disastrous 2021 Wuhan trip, but China prevented it from occurring. Notably, the first cases of the virus in humans was identified in Wuhan, China. Former President Trump has stated that as president, he would seek to hold China accountable for the virus while blasting WHO, seeking to remove the U.S. from the global organization. The entire globalist establishment, from the World Health Organization, to the media, to Anthony Fauci and the public health authorities, to the corrupt Silicon Valley tech giants, to Joe Biden, worked relentlessly to silence, censor, and shut down any suggestion that the so-called lab leak theory could be true, Trump said in a Daily Mail op-ed.